Tonight, Shirin Simon Reish Mem Dalad. We were in the middle of Siv Vav. We're up to the Ramah, the last line on page Vav, about to turn on to page 12. Let's go back and review the Mechaber in the beginning of Siv Vav. Yehudi hakona meches umaskir lo eino Yehudi lekalo meches b'Shabbos. We said a Jew who bought the rights to the toll collection and then he rented out to a goy to accept the tolls on Shabbos, it is mutter. Imhubik kibolas. If it's in the form of kablonus, it is mutter. Dahainu sha'omer lo, that he tells the goy, look at shetigbe mea dinarim. When you collect tolls that value 100 dinarim, eten locha kach v'kach. I will give you such and such an amount of money. That is what we discussed last night. And now the Ramah tells us, besides this idea of giving it over to a goy b'kibolas, there's another option. V'chein yuchol lahaskir ha-meches l'chol ha-shabbosos l'eino Yehudi. You could also rent out the tolls of all the shabbosos to the goy. V'ha-eino Yehudi yikach ha-revach shel shabbosos la'atzmo. And the goy will then take all the profits of all the shabbosos to himself. V'lo chayshinon sheyomru l'tzorach Yisrael hu osa. And we're not concerned that people are going to say he's working for the Jew. Because again, like we mentioned yesterday, it's a case of a pseida, a case of a loss. Therefore, we were not concerned with this maris ayindika problem. Then the Mechaber switches gears to another case, a similar case. V'Yisrael ha'mamuna al matbeya shel melech. Yisrael who was appointed to be over the minting the national coin, making the matbeya. So dino kedin ha'mamuna al ha'meches. That is similar to the case where he is appointed over collecting the tolls. The afal pishu mashmiim kol b'shabes ba'akos ha'matbeya. Even though this involves an additional problem of creating a noise when the coins are being minted, it's still going to be okay. V'ayin lekamon b'simen reish nun beiz. The Mechaber ends off and says, V'yizor shelo yeshev ha-Yisrael eitzel ha'eno Yehudi b'shabes k'sha'oseh b'malachto b'matbeya o b'kabalas ha-meches. The Mechaber ends off and tells us that the Jew has to be careful not to sit next to the goy on Shabbos when the goy is being osik in the malacha of the coins or of the receiving of the tolls. And now we'll go back and see the Mishaburas. The Mishavura actually begins on page 12. We begin with Sivkotan Lamedalud, going on that which the Ramah gave us. I might have said Mechaber before. I meant the Ramah. It was all the Ramah. And the Mishabura and Sivkot Lamedal is going back on the first point the Ramah made, that the other Eitzah, besides the Kablonos, is that he could rent out the tolls of the Shabbosos to the Goy, and the Goy can then go and take all the Revach of the Shabbosos to himself. So Mishabura says, "What's a lomar de bazeh gamke midina shari?" In this case, also Meikra din is mutter. De eno Yehudi ki ovid adaiti de nafshe ovid. Since he rented out the rights, so then when the goy is going and collecting the money, so he's doing his own business, and therefore it is permissible. The cost of Amogen Avram, the gam mishum schar Shabbos leis bazeh. There's also no problem over here of schar Shabbos renting out the rights to him for Shabbos. Avshu maskiru lo Shabbos lechud, even though you're only renting out the rights for him to collect the tolls on Shabbos. Mishum darehu ki ilu kona mimenu hameches. Because it's as if he's buying from him the meches. You're renting him out the rights, so he's basically paying you for the meches, so now the meches belongs to him. Says the Mishavura, it's similar to a case where you know some merchandise is being brought to you on Shabbos in a way that would not be allowed for you to receive it. So you sold the merchandise that was going to come to you on Shabbos, you sold it on Erev Shabbos to a goy, and therefore the goy will be receiving that package on Shabbos because it's his. The pshita the shari. You sold it to him, now it's his. See here also, you sold the rights of the tolls to the goy, and the goy collects it and keeps it, so it's his business now. And therefore, it is permissible. The chain gabe matbeya, and so too the case of minting the coins, mocher lo hurmana ba'alma mashiesh lo mehamelech. You are selling to him the rights that you have from the king. The chol harevach yikach ha'eno Yehudi, and therefore all the profit that comes out of it goes to the goy. The ein bozer rak mishum maris ha'ayin. And therefore, in these two cases, the only issue that really we're left with is a situation of maris ha'ayin, because it's really known to be the Jew's business. Sheyomru shehu osel otzarach Yisrael. People are going to say that the goy is doing this malacha for the Jew. She Yisrael scharo lichto b'Shabbos ulekabel hamechas. People are going to say the Jew hired him for Shabbos to be writing the receipts and accepting the tolls. V'zeu shekosav haramah. And that's what the Ramah means when he says that middle of the top line, v'lo chayshinan. We're not worried that people are going to say, l'tzarach Yisrael hu osa, t'mekom pseida. And therefore, we're only coming on to the pseida to take care of the problem of marasayin. V'lo hiskir klal mischar Shabbos, and it didn't discuss at all any problem of schar Shabbos, v'ayin b'ralocha, and look in the b'ralocha. The b'ralocha here, we're not going to do. But it goes through a discussion that most things Pseida does take care of, except for one thing, which is the Schir Yom, which really the Mishnah Berurah says in the next Sif as well. So even though the Mishnah Berurah just pointed out that it was only addressing a Maris Ayindika problem that Pseida took care of, but we see in the Bir Aloch that according to most Poskim, Hu Adin, if it was Schar Shabbos, which it's not in this case, it also would be okay by the issue of a Pseida loss of money for the Jew. But the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Lamed Hei, on that which the Rama said that b'mkom seida ki agavna lo choshashu, he says that you should know the mashma mikol haposkim. It's mashma from all the poskim. The lo hitiru afilu b'mkom hefsed gadol elo ba'ofen zeh she'tzir ha'shulchan aruch. That even if there would be a great loss, it is only permissible in the way the shulchan aruch set it up. Really, he means the shulchan aruch and the Rama. The Hainu obe kibolas, either in a form of kibolas like the Mechaber told us in the Shulchan Aruch, o shemaskir loes guf harevach, which the Rama told us. Really, those are the only things that are permissible because of pseida. The bechol zeh ha'ovid gilulim adaite de nafshei ka'ovid, because in these two scenarios, whether it's kibolas or you sold him the rights to do it, in those cases, the guy is really working for himself. Aval bir schir yom mamish, but when it comes to a schir yom, a real day laborer, Aser b'chol gavni, that's going to be aser in all cases. And that's really what I mentioned that the Bir Alocha points out. If you look at the last line of the Bir Alocha, Divrei Maskel b'mkom pseida, which is the third to last line on the page, he says, Achle divrei kula mashma de b'schir yom ain lahakil b'shum gavna. That we take the most serious. A schir yom is the most serious. He's really working for you. He's like your shaliach. And therefore the Bir Alocha says, and the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, that the heter of pseida does not extend to a case of a schir yom. And from here we should learn, those people who have a house of drink, they have like a tavern, they take in on Friday some guy to help them in their business in their house, they want to take on a guy for Shabbos to be selling the drinks on their house on Shabbos instead of doing it themselves. And they're hiring him as a schir yom, as a day laborer. Shelo kedin heim osim. They are not doing the right thing. Now, if you look, we're in the middle of a sentence, but still, if you look down in Lamed Hey in the Sha'at Zion, the first Sha'at Zion, he writes, they're not doing the right thing. Dafilu l'man d'shari shvus d'shvus b'mkom hefsed l'kama mesimit shin hey. Because even those that are matir, a double shvus, meaning you're telling a guy to do a derabbanon, do business on Shabbos, so that's a shvus to shvus b'mkom hefsid. So even those who are matir later on in Simen Shin Hei, haynu kishen lo etza acheres. That's if you're stuck and you have no other way out and you have no other etza. So then they're matir shvus to shvus b'mkom hefsid. Aval bazeh, but in our case, halo yochol v'sakein hadavar me'er Shabbos. This is correctable on Er Shabbos. O kumosh akasul b'shulchan aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch told us, or like the Rama told us, o sheyaknu lo mibod yom, where he could sell him all the drinks from before Shabbos. So there are eitzas in which to take care of this problem in a much better way. And therefore, even the ones who in general are matir, shvus to shvus, but mokum hefsid, that's only if it happens upon you. But over here, it didn't happen upon you, you could have avoided it, and therefore it's not mutter. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Shaloka din heim osim, we're in the first wide line, they're doing improper. The afim nechshav minias revach yom ha-shabbos lehafsid godol. Even if you want to say that not getting the revenue and losing out on your profit for Shabbos is considered a hefsid godol, which we'll see is not a pashut, even if you want to say that's a hefsid godol, mikomakom halo lo hitiru b'schir yomamish. As we just mentioned, they never were matir to let a guy work for you as a schir yom just because of a hefsid. The gam and also to ulaihu rak bechlal minyas harevach. Maybe all it is a lack of profit, but it's not considered a loss. Kemoshe kosu ha'achorim l'inyan tanu or merchatz. Like the achorim tell us by a tanu and a merchatz that that's not considered a loss of money. That's only considered not gaining money. The alkoponim ein lahatir elo b'ofen shetziru ha'shulchan aruch v'harama. And the bottom line is you should only be matir in the scenarios that the shulchan aruch set up and the Rama set up. Or if you're makna over to the guy before Shabbos, all the things he's going to sell. And on that, the Sha'at Zion writes in Lamed Vav, How are you makne it over to him on Erev Shabbos? How do you make a kinyan with a guy? Hainu b'meshicha u'bekesef. You should do meshicha, and also he should give you kesef. V'al piyat chak b'kesef b'luchud. In a pressing situation, kesef would be enough. She'itin lo miktas mos hazeh, he'll give you a little bit of the money. And if you look at note 31, he writes, v'kinyan meshicha kosev meshavur l'kamon shalu rova poskim mol b'nochri. Most poskim say the meshicha is enough for a guy to acquire something from a Jew. V'lachein hu odif al kinyan kesef. And therefore, since most poskim say meshicha works, that's the better eitzah, even though we say you should do both, but it's better meshicha over kesef. Ulam l'rashi v'siyato tzarech dafka kinyan kesef. However, there is Rashi and some others that agree with him that dafka kesef works, and therefore the Shaar HaTzion says that you really should do both eitzahs. If you want to be makne over to the guy, he should do meshicha on the object, and he also should give you kesef. That way you know that he has acquired on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, the Schir Yom is out. The only thing that is okay is the Mechaber's Eitzah of hiring him as a Kablon, or the Ramo's Eitzah of renting him out all the stuff that he's going to be using and let him get the profits, or the last Eitzah that the Rebbe Shabur brings, that you're makna everything over to him on Erev Shabbos, and he's doing totally his own business. Continues the Mishabur in the third wide line, in the middle. The after al koponam adayin ha'etzik nikra al shem Yisrael. And even though it's true if you do any one of these three Eitzahs, it's still a known thing that he's doing the business that really belongs to a Jew. That maris ayin dig a problem, that is for sure okay because of the hefsid. And according to what we're going to say shortly, b'shem the taz, yemuter bazel yisrael leishav neirochok v'lishmor shelo yignov ha'eno yehudim me'ha'esek. It will be permissible for the Jew to sit by the guy who's working on Shabbos to guard and make sure that the guy is not stealing any more from the business than he's entitled to. But if you're sitting there to guard him from stealing, make sure you don't get involved in your business. And don't talk to him about anything about the business on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. That's something that's very difficult. You're going to sit by guarding him that he's not going to steal from you, not discuss anything about the business. That is very difficult to be careful with. Not to say a word when you're sitting there. However, the minig olam is to be matir, to sit by, to make sure he doesn't steal. And leave them be. Let them do it, even though it's not really the right thing, because it very easily could lead to isurim. Because mutav shiu shogin vayu mezidim. It's better that they don't exactly know the halacha so clearly, and they'll sit there, and maybe they will speak, then we tell them not to do it, and then they'll do it anyway, because they're nervous about their business, and then they'll be doing a b'mezid. And he ends off the sif, and he says, Sifkot, and he says, Vaboteach b'Hashem, one who trusts in Hashem, ve'eno mechapes stadei kulos al Shabbos, and he doesn't look around for different ways to be lenient on Shabbos, Ashrav, he is praiseworthy. So it's not the best thing to get involved in sitting there and trying to not say anything. Best to avoid it and to trust in Hashem. Sifkot and Lamed Vav is one of that which the Rama said that the case of minting the national coin, we said, is the same din as the Mamun al HaMechas. The Alkein Mutter Litin Akesef Leino Yehudim Ibod Yom Bikibolas. Therefore, it's Mutter to give over the silver to the guy before Shabbos Bikibolas, which is what the Mechaber said. Shem Yasa Lo Min Akesef Koch V'Koch. You make a deal with him that if he'll produce such and such amount of money from the silver, Yitin Lo Koch V'Koch, he will give him such and such an amount of money for his work. Or he could do like the Rama said, to rent out to the guy the rights of making all the profits on Shabbos, and it'll be like his business, Mishum Pseida. That is all mutter, again, because this minting the national coin is also considered a Pseida. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion over here, in Os Lamed Ches, he writes that this is mutter mishum pseida v'hainu afilu mu milsa de farhesya. Even if this is going to be a public thing, the adua she Yisrael scharo me'amelach. And everyone knows the Jew got the rice from the king, and now he's passing it on to the guy. Everyone knows it, and there would be a problem maris ayin, and it's still going to be okay bim kum pseida. However, if it would not be a case of pseida, kigom b'ish acher shenos en kesel enu Yehudi. Like a random person. In other words, this Jew in the Ramah that we're discussing, he has the rights over the mint. It's a major business, so it's considered a pseida. But a person who just wants to have a few coins made, so b'sh'acher sh'nosen kesel en Yehudi al zeh einu mutter afilu b'kablonus. That wouldn't even be mutter the way the Mechaber says, to give him as a kablonus. Elo im kein oseh ha'einu Yehudi b'beiso, unless the guy actually goes and does it in his house. Kedei sh'lo yeh shem ha'Yisrael nikra al zeh. So there shouldn't be a shem Yisrael on this job that's going on Shabbos, came mucha be'achronim. So dafka has to be and it's a mokum pseida, then we'll mat to the Maris Sinai. If it's not a mokum pseida, like it's the individual doing it, trying to save a few dollars, it's not no pseida really at all, but trying to make a few dollars, so then we would not be matir it because of Maris Sinai, unless it would be done without Maris Sinai in the guy's house. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Shelo Yeshev HaYisrael, but we said the one stipulation Rama gave us at the end was that the Jew should not be sitting by the guy while he's being osek in the malacha of the matbeya or the kabbalah samechas. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo Yeshev HaYisrael Shehisfilo, the Jew who rented the rights to him, or shlucho, or his messenger, should not be sitting by while the guy is doing the malacha. The Kasva Taz. And the Taz writes, this is the Taz that the Mishnah Berurah already referenced before. The Masha Asr Leishav Sham Hainu Kidei Leido Mahia Es Asku Sha'usa in Yehudi. That's only to know what exactly the guy is doing within the business. Ukidei Lekabel Heimenu Cheshbin Azel Mochar. And in order that you can work out all the details with the calculations tomorrow, that's when it's Asr Lefi the Taz to be sitting there. That's an Isser of Mitzoch HaMtzecha, you're getting involved in your business. Like we'll see more later in Simen Shin Vov Siv Aleph. Avalim Eino Yoshev Shom Elo Kedei Lishmor Haseinu Yehudi Shol Yigdo Ben HaMechas. But if you're only sitting there to guard over, to make sure the guy's not stealing any of the toll money, mutter, that will be permissible. Again, but it's not recommended, because like we said before, it's very risky. And based on this, it's good. And those who are leasing mills me'asar from the people in charge, the officers, therefore, it's the minhag of these people who lease the mills from the authorities, and then they do one of the formats that we've been discussing here, a mutadik way that they get a guy to be working there on Shabbos, they would be allowed to sit there and watch him on Shabbos. Raki zaru shelo yadaber klumba esek. They just have to be careful again not to speak anything about the business that's going on. Ad kan lashono v'chein kasvu shari achronim. And that ends Simen Reish Mem Dalad. And Mirz Hashem, tomorrow night we'll begin Simen Reish Mem Hei, which is a shutfus, a partnership between a Jew and a guy in different businesses.